agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All eyes were on Justice Anthony Kennedy yesterday at the Supreme Court argument, where the issue was whether a baker may refuse to bake a wedding cake based on his religious beliefs. That baker, Jack Phillips, reminds us once again why he did not bake the cake for the same-sex couple.
They were asking me to create a cake that would celebrate a view of marriage that goes against the core values of my faith's view on marriage.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz called for the passage of Kate's Law after an illegal immigrant was acquitted Thursday for fatally shooting Kate Stanley. Now, we also heard Senator Cruz applaud the Department of Justice for taking action in the case after that verdict came down.
I'm very glad the Department of Justice is moving forward with federal charges. The facts seem clear that this illegal alien, who'd been deported five times, who'd been in and out of jail repeatedly, that on its face it seems clear the federal charges for being a felon in possession of a firearm and an illegal alien in possession of a firearm are both charges that the facts sure look like they were met.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
In a Capitol Hill event today, surrounded by several parents and children, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Republicans are raising taxes on middle-class families, and she called it obscene. Worth noting, Pelosi was unable to answer how this bill would hurt middle-class families. Earlier today, President Donald Trump made history by formally recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Well, not everyone was happy about this, including Democratic Congressman Denny Heck of Washington. Take a listen.
I think it's going to both literally and figuratively blow up the peace process in the Middle East. We know it's a bad idea because every ally and friend we have is telling us it's a bad idea, but it's specifically a bad idea for two reasons. Number one, it's going to engender violence in the short term, and we've already had warnings to that effect. But the second and more important reason why this is a terrifically bad idea is it is tantamount to the United States getting up from the bargaining table and walking away.
A close call at one of the busiest airports in the world, JFK. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
It happened Tuesday in runway 13 left. A Delta jet was getting ready for takeoff when a Volaris plane from Mexico lined up to land on the same runway instead of 13 right. Air traffic controllers prevented a disaster.
They're lining up for the wrong runway. Polaris 880, go around, turn left, heading 100.
The Volaris did a go-around, no one hurt. Just last week, two planes clipped wings on a JFK taxiway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in today. It is already December 6th, 3:05 in the afternoon. We are celebrating the holidays today with my guest in studio. Her name is Noreen Whittemore, and she is the Director of Community Relations for the Center for Great Expectations. And tis the season to be giving away, so I want you to stay with us through the hour to learn from her about the center. I know I've been talking about them recently, but I wanted to let you know again, she's actually worked with them, and she's right here in studio. For now, if you're listening to this station in the central New Jersey area, tonight's detailed forecast is partly cloudy with a low around 27. Thursday, sunny with a high near 45. And then Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. Getting colder and colder. Partly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 39. And then a slight chance of rain and showers and snow even before 7 p.m. Then a chance of snow, mostly cloudy again with a low around 26. Slight chance of snow again before 3 p.m. on Saturday. Then a slight chance of rain showers between 3 and 4. And then a slight chance again of snow after 4. Partly sunny with a high of 38. A chance of snow after 8 p.m. on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 25, and then scattered snow showers mainly before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 38 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low around 20 on Sunday night, mostly sunny on Monday with a high of 39, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 26. So it is going to be cold and snowy in our forecast, but that is the season. So I hope you enjoy it. I'm actually looking forward to it. So we're going to go to our quick break here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're going to be back with our guest in studio from the Center for Great Expectations, serving the state of New Jersey.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, so here we are at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, the studio located inside the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce building on Main Street in Flemington. And I have my guest today. Her name is Noreen Whittemore, and she is the Director of Community Relations for the Center for Great Expectations, also called CGE. And you can find them online if you want to follow us along, www.cgenj.org. And if you go there, there's a donate button. And anytime, you may feel compelled by talking and listening to my conversation with Noreen to donate. And that's an easy way to do that. So welcome to our show, Noreen.
It's so great to be here, Jeannie. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. I want everybody out there to know that I met Noreen a couple months ago. And ever since, I look at her and I think, how could someone be such a caring person? She's just absolutely lovely. She's being the director of community relations person at the center. She's in charge of handling all of the clubs and organizations and the corporations and anything having to do with the community. Tell us about yourself and what you do.
Oh, Jeannie, you make it sound so fun, and it is. It's such a great place to be. It's such a wonderful mission. As Jeannie said, I'm Noreen Whittemore, Director of Community Relations at the Center for Great Expectations. I've been with the center for 4.5 years. I started as a volunteer on the Moms and Babies Luncheon in White House, and I felt at the time that since I was going to be representing and soliciting on behalf of the center, that I wanted to learn more about the mission. So I arranged a visit. As I was touring and trying to absorb everything that was happening, because there's so much to this mission, it's just an incredible place to be. I was so touched. My heart was just so touched. I can't tell you. The vulnerable young women who have been affected by trauma, abuse, and addiction at such a young age, and then we visited Katie's Place, and I held an infant whose life was just beginning. And I knew at that time that I wanted to help these families and that I was in the right place.
That is so sweet. I could just picture it. So you actually started, you were volunteering, you said?
Yes, yes.
And go ahead.
I did. And so Peg Wright is a friend of mine. I've known her for a long time. And I was in the process of looking for a full-time job. And she said, I want you to volunteer on the Moms and Babies Luncheon. And I thought, I don't have time to do that. I need to find a full-time job, you know, and I need benefits and everything else. And I thought, okay, you know, you don't say no to Peg Wright. She's just, you know, an incredible woman.
She's the founder.
Strong. She's a founder. She's so dedicated to the mission and the women. And so I did. And I was working alongside these amazing women who were so strong and outgoing and driven, and they too had the mission at heart. So it was just so wonderful to be a part of something like that. And I hadn't done that in a long time. You know, you're home, you're raising children, you know, and then you're working part-time, and all of a sudden you want more in your life. And so this, it was, for me, God brought me to this place, and I couldn't be in a better place for myself.
And they couldn't have anyone else in a better place for themselves, if you ask me. But anyway, so let me hear. I'm picturing about you, you know, kind of like, what is your day like when you're the community, the director of community relations over there at the Center for Great Expectations?
Well, actually, I have this amazing job because every day I have an opportunity to talk with and meet new people who just want to help. I work with corporations such as Comcast, Costco, Janssen Pharmaceuticals, L'Oreal, Rust-Oleum, Sanofi, UPS, and so many more. I work with Houses of Worship, Knights of Columbus, schools, women's clubs, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and I want an opportunity to work with everybody who's out there listening today. People will call me, and they have ideas of how they want to help, and so we try to match their gifts with our needs. And people are so open to that. It's wonderful. We celebrate all the women's birthdays. We celebrate Christmas, which is, we're in full swing for Christmas, which I will share with that, on that with you. But we do Valentine's Day. We do St. Patrick's Day. We do 4th of July. You know, these women have never celebrated these holidays before, so many of them. They had nothing. Their homes are so broken. And it's so hard to believe. You know, you're born into this world as a baby, and you have your whole life in front of you, and yet these babies that are born into situations with trauma and abuse don't have any of that. They don't have those opportunities. Those are taken away, but that's what we do. We help them to learn to live a better life, get clean and sober, and just to know that you can make new memories with your families, and it could be really good, and it's just so wonderful to see these women grow each day as they embrace our program.
Well, oh my God, it's overwhelming for me to listen to you right now, just taking all that in. And I'm sure our listeners out there are feeling the same way because, you know, we don't think about the homeless. I don't. I mean, I don't walk around day to day thinking about how many people have those extreme trauma, you know, situations. And then again, they're pregnant. So, and you even mentioned, you said something about how young women are. How young are the women that you all take? What's the youngest age for a woman who's homeless, pregnant, or parenting?
We have had women who as young as 14. Right now in our adolescent program, they're like 16, 17, and 18, and they can stay up to 2 years. They go to school. They have counseling. In our adult program, the women are usually in their 20s. They can stay between 6 to 9 months. We have 8 women there as well. Katie's Place, which is our developmental center for the children, we have 17 babies and toddlers. So that's where all the children are while the moms are going to school or in counseling, whether it's individual counseling, joint counseling. We have a nutritionist. We have an art therapist. We have Affinity Credit Union comes in to help them learn about their finances. You know, they're trying to turn their lives around. So it's a lot of work, and they really have a very full schedules all day. But everything we do prepares them for their future. And then our continuum of care is our permanent supportive housing. We have 28 units in Somerset County and surrounding areas, and we have over 53 children there. So that's we have, it's just growing in leaps and bounds. Our outpatient program, Roots to Recovery, is located in New Brunswick. That's, we just had our open house there. We serve up to 80 men and women, and that is growing as well. We are state-funded. We're federally funded. We rely on major donors, grants, all kinds of in-kind donations. So my day is full.
I can see that, and I can't imagine how you fit it all in, and I know you're doing so much. So what we're going to do is go to our first break here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest again is Noreen Whittemore, and she's the Director of Community Relations at the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, serving the state of New Jersey and leading the way on applying trauma-informed care, which is a new type of way of treating those with substance abuse. So stay with us. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and my guest today is Noreen Whittemore, and she's with the director. She's the director of community relations at the Center for Great Expectations. And before we went to our break, you were telling us a little bit about you and about your what your work is like at the center. And I was wondering if you could share with us one of your a story of success, a story of something that you think of when you're at work all day.
There's so many great, wonderful stories. These women work really, really hard each day to put their lives back together again, and they end up in school, and some at RVCC. They have a job at White Castle. It's just incredible what they do. But I do want to share just a short story about a mom that came to us. And every day she would come in. You know, so many times they're so frightened to be there. They have no idea what to expect. They only know what they know, and they've been living on the streets and you know, fighting for their food and trying to protect what little that they have. And so this mom came in, and she would always ask for a can of soup and a can opener. And she would open up the can of soup, and she would totally stand off in the corner, just really frightened, and her eyes were always down, always looking down. And she would eat a quarter of the soup and then take it with her to her room. And then she would come back in the afternoon and eat another quarter of the soup. And then in the evening, she would eat the rest of the soup. And we were all kind of wondering, like, you know, what was going on? Why doesn't she, you know, we're trying to engage her to be part of the center. Part of what we do is they have to live, the women live communally. But that, when we asked her about it, we were like, come sit down, come, you know, come talk to us. And she just wouldn't really share anything. She was so broken and so shut down. And finally, one day she said, this is what I do. I eat part of it for breakfast, part of the soup for breakfast, part of it for lunch, and part of it for dinner, because I don't know if I'm going to have food after this. And so I was trying to make this can of soup just stretch for as long as it could. And so one of the staff members went up to her the next day and took this can of soup out of her hand and said, We love you. We care about you. We're here to support you, to protect you. And I'm going to warm this can of soup for you because it's going to taste so much better.
Oh, my God. I'm crying right now. I literally am. Wow. Like, that is so amazing. Tell us about the staff, like when you're talking about how much they really genuinely do love these women. And you said protect, which was such an interesting word choice.
Well, the staff is so dedicated. We have a highly trained clinical staff. Dr. Debbie Roussard is on the cutting edge of trauma-informed care. We just had a big conference with trauma-informed care. It's a way to help the women to look at what has happened to them. They ask them, what's happened to you? We know it's not your fault. And then we try to help them to look at what their lives have been like and provide tools for them. How do they process all these feelings? They have all these emotions, but they've been raised, don't feel, don't talk, don't trust. So they have to eventually, the hope is that they'll let their walls down enough so that our staff can help them. And we see that. We see that the women, when they come in, they're shut down, they look down. As they embrace the program, they look up. They start to smile. They start to say thank you. The connection with the clinical staff is incredible because they are sharing. They are making themselves completely vulnerable to their lives. And as they start to share their deepest hurt and pain, there's also a healing that begins. And the staff is with them every step of the way. Even when they go into delivery with their babies, you know, staff can be there to support them. It's a happy, scary time. They're bringing a baby into the world. But they're also trying to start a whole new life in a good day. On a good day, in a strong family, having children is the hardest job we can do as moms and dads.
Wow, you are so sincere and so thoughtful. I'm so glad you're here on the radio today to share this with everybody out there, because that story with the soup, the way that the staff and you. You're not even part of that staff of those that are taking care of the mothers, the clients, the patients. You're out there in the community trying to raise awareness to what the center does. So that's what I'd like to ask you next to say out to our listeners there, because if they don't know what the Center for Great Expectations is, then they are just going to have to learn about it now. So can you tell us about what the center is? I mean, I know you told us a little bit, but tell us a little more. I also want to mention that, like, when you're talking about how special you make the place be, I noticed that there was actually Christmas lights on the outside of the building right now that makes it even look like a home. It looks like a house instead of a hospital, but it's just the thoughtfulness, the attention to the details.
Yes, you know what? That is such a great story. The Christmas lights are put up every year by a gentleman that we don't really know, if you can believe it. It's either he says, he'll like call us and leave a message, I'm coming this weekend, I'm going to put the lights up, you know, and then I'll come back and he'll take the lights down, but everything is through a telephone call or an email. And we call him the Phantom. We don't know him.
Santa.
Know he's a wonderful, wonderful person. He's just incredible. And that is one of the special touches that people do for the center. And the women don't understand why people want to help them when they don't even know them. You know, they don't feel like they deserve it. So another part of what we do is to build their self-esteem and to help them know that they are worthwhile and they're very valued and they're smart, they're artistic. It's just incredible to see the growth in these women.
Being that the women are normally homeless, right, when they come there, where do they come from?
Well, they come, sometimes they're court ordered to come to us. They come through the state a lot of times. Many times they have lost their children and they want to be reunified with their children. And that's a big part of what we do. We have such a great success rate in reunifying the mothers with their child, because mothers need their babies and babies need their mothers. And it's, you know, the child will start to come on controlled visitations, and then we'll see a child come overnight, and then we'll see a child come for the whole weekend, and then the hope is that the child will move in with the mom, because each mom has a bedroom where they can have up to 2 children come. So that happens all the time, and that's very exciting.
Well, it's so different than everything else you hear about, because mostly women aren't even able to have their babies around, much less you encourage them to be with their babies and for the babies to live there.
Yes.
And then you have the whole parent infant health type of, I want to say, education. Is that right?
Yes, the parent-infant mental health is such a big part of it, because we need to teach them how to be a mom and how to bond with their child. How can they possibly know how to be a mother, first of all, at a young age? And second of all, if their mother wasn't a mother to them, you can't give what you didn't get. So that's a big part of learning for us as well. So, yes, and I just wanted to say, you know, we started to talk about the center a little bit. So just briefly, we started in 1998 in a small house in Somerville, and there was only room for six moms. And once the mothers had their babies, they had to leave because there wasn't any room for them. So Peg Wright, who's our president and CEO, she had this vision because babies need their mothers and mothers need their babies. And in 2008, she had two houses built. And they're houses because we want the moms to feel like it's a home. It's like it's their first home, really. And so we have grown so much from them from that point on. And we help the young mothers who are homeless and pregnant and have been affected by trauma, abuse, and addiction, as we were just sharing. And we provide a high-quality, trauma-informed care in a secure, therapeutic residential setting, which gives residents and their children the best opportunity for a healthier, productive, and contributory life.
Wow. Again, well, again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're going to go to our half-hour break right now. I'm with Noreen Whittemore, which is the Director of Community Relations at the Center for Great Expectations. And I want everyone out there to know that when we come back, if you're sitting there listening to these stories and now you want to get involved, we're going to talk about this very special Baby Bottle Brigade. We're going to talk about ways you can help if you're a club, if you're a corporation, if you're an individual donor. And we just want you to know that we appreciate you listening and hope that you can help us on our journey. Don't forget to go and like the page on Facebook, and there's also a list of needs and wants, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
President Donald Trump earlier today from the White House, where he gave a major foreign policy speech where he ordered the U.S. Embassy move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Reaction is coming in from all over the world, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. Embassy here. This decision reflects the president's commitment to an ancient but enduring truth, to fulfilling his promises.
And wildfires are continuing to devastate parts of Southern California. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed and tens of thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's Luke Vargas has a look at some of the headlines going on in the world today.
Pope Francis has now weighed in on Trump's Jerusalem announcement, saying he couldn't hide his, quote, deep concern for the situation that has been created in the last few days. The Pope went on to acknowledge that Jerusalem is a sacred city for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And the International Olympic Committee has barred Russia from competing in the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. That announcement follows a years-long investigation into Russian state-sponsored doping efforts at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. That investigation unearthed a coordinated effort by Russian officials to swap out tainted urine samples. According to the IOC's ruling, Russia will officially receive zero medals during February's Pyeongchang Olympics, even if individual Russian athletes are cleared to compete in select sports under a neutral flag. Luke Vargas, Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Times Person of the Year is actually a group the magazine calls the Silence Breakers. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Times managing editor Edward Felsenthal announcing that they were honoring the women and men who have come forward to raise national awareness and engagement on the long-running issue of sexual harassment. The magazine making the announcement on Wednesday morning's Today Show.
This is the fastest moving social change we've seen in decades.
The Silence Breakers credited with driving the Me Too movement, which has spread around the world. President Trump not chosen as Person of the Year, but he came in number two.
Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker moved ahead earlier this week with plans to make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to drug test able-bodied adults who are receiving food stamps. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Kleinfisch says what the critics to this bill and plan are getting wrong.
Well, the critics, I think, are getting wrong the fact that this is a means to an end, and the end is the dignity of work and an opportunity to climb the ladder.
If things do work out according to plan, the bill would be in place in about a year. Folks are at the ready should they be needed to help with the wildfires in Southern California. Jason Campidonia has the details.
The Ramona Air Force Base has four helicopters in place and two air tankers on standby. The San Diego Fire and Rescue Department is also bracing for the worst, adding several strike teams that are ready to be deployed at a moment's notice. Officials at CAL FIRE say both the Navy and the Marine Corps have confirmed their availability should they be needed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Good afternoon. Today is already December 6th. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, 3:31. And I have our guest in studio here from the Center for Great Expectations again. Her name is Noreen Whittemore, and she's the Director of Community Relations. And she's been telling us about the center and making me teary-eyed. I'm sure if you're out there listening, you feel the same. Now she's going to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with certain types of organizations and how they help the center, starting with the Baby Bottle Brigade. All right, so Noreen, tell us about the Baby Bottle Brigade.
Well, I'm really excited about the Baby Bottle Brigade. It actually kind of got started with a parish that we were working with, and they did a baby bottle drive through their church, and they raised thousands of dollars for the babies, the children in Katie's Place. So we were very excited about that. And with that, we decided to try to take it to another level. So we really need your help with this. And all the funds that go with the Baby Bottle Brigade go directly to Katie's Place, our child development center. We have almost no funding for the children there. So how does it work? Volunteers will receive baby bottles to collect spare change, which will be donated to Katie's Place. And what would happen is you would come to the center to pick up your baby bottles, and then you would drop your baby bottles off at the center. How hard is that, right? You just take your spare change and put it in a baby bottle and bring it back to us. It's just one more step into helping those little babies, and then you could even hold a baby when you come. Who should help us? Students, clubs, and employers. Recognition will be given to the largest donor, corporate team, and club collection. And they will be on Talented People, as I am here today with Jeannie Murphy. And I couldn't think of a better place to be. Jeannie's been a wonderful host. She's just an incredibly amazing person who's so supportive of the center.
Oh, thank you.
So when does it start? It starts today. I think December is a month of giving, isn't it? We're trying to make children smile, have them be happy. And what a great way to give back to the community by helping moms who've never celebrated Christmas. Can you imagine? Can you imagine like never having a Christmas tree, never having Christmas lights, never having gifts under the tree? That's what we're going to do for them, and we need your help to do that as well. And if you're in, great. Contact me, Noreen Whittemore, Director of Community Relations, at N Whittemore, it's WHITTEMORE, at CGE-NJ.org. You can call me at 732-247-7003, extension 325, and we'll get you all set up, and I can guarantee you it will be a lot of fun. Janssen Pharmaceuticals just did a service day for the center. They did painting. They were fantastic. We had so much fun with them, as we always do with all groups that come in to help us at the center. And I started to tell them about the Baby Bottle Brigade. They were so excited that they donated bottles to the center to help get this off the ground. We are in the process right now of doing a press release. We did a ribbon cutting with them, and they were just this most amazing, energetic group of men and women that I know that are going to stay engaged with the center for a long time. So we need your help. Please call me. I can't wait to hear from you.
Yes, it's great. And so if you're out there, it doesn't matter if you're an individual or if you're part of a club, if you're part of an organization, employer, corporation, there's a place for you and your team or yourself that where you can actually challenge yourself, and you can drop off your, you know, change at any point, or the end date is March 30th. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's when the official winners will be named. But there is no reason that you can't get going right away during this month of December. Go out there, visit your friends and family, explain to them what's happening and explain what this is about, and then turn in your change. And we will send those bottles back out again with someone else. And we can always use bottles over there at the center, right?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Tell them, let's hear a little more about Katie's Place.
Katie's Place is our developmental center. It is named after a board member's daughter who has passed away. And they, right now we have 17 children there. We have, I believe it's five babies, and the rest are toddlers, so they're very, very busy. So many times when students come in, we partner with Pingree, we partner with Rutgers Prep and other local schools, and they want to come in and they help in Katie's Place, and they do a craft with the children. They'll help with snack time. They work to, you know, to get their motor skills going, and they are just very loving to these children.
The babies and the toddlers are so adorable. And you, when you go over there, it's like you just see that they're being brought up in a different world than their mothers were. So basically, you're breaking that circle of the cycle, so to speak, of the of just, you know, generations of abuse, right?
Yes, we were. That is a big part of what we do, to break the cycles of abuse. Because when the women come to us, they don't know that there's another way to live. And there is, and that's what we teach them. We must break that cycle. We have to. And that's what will give the mothers and their children hope. Every single person that walks through the doors of the center, whether they donate a box of diapers, whether they're bringing a $500 check, whether they're an employee, a volunteer, a board member, every single person that walks through the doors of the center brings hope, and hope gives us the power to change.
And donations, which I'll add out there. Wink, wink to all our listeners. Thank you. What about, okay, so right now the center is located in Somerset, New Jersey, and there's the outpatient building in New Brunswick. Katie's Place is on location in Somerset, but the center actually serves the whole state of New Jersey, but with a lot of emphasis on Hunterdon County and Somerset County, Middlesex and Mercer County, and Warren, right?
Yes.
And I want you, if you don't mind, to say something out to our people out there listening about just the fact this is an epidemic. It's not like this. This is not a stigma. It's all so real to all of us. Everybody who's listening has got someone directly impacting and having trouble with this. Tell us about that.
Yes, there is an opioid epidemic out there, and it knows, addiction knows no boundaries. It doesn't matter whether you are a doctor or someone who is working, a register somewhere, or it just knows no boundaries, and it's an addiction that tears families apart. It's very powerful. There is no reason or rhyme to it, but people who have been through a lot of abuse and a lot of trauma, they self-medicate. They don't know how to get through each day, so that they self-medicate to just live and survive.
How about if someone out there is listening and they know someone who's being affected by this right now, is there some way? How do they get in touch with the center? Do you know anything about that?
They could call the center directly at the number that I just shared. A lot of time, our referrals come through the state. That's a big part of it, because we are statewide. We service the entire state. We do have a waiting list. We are just such a specialized our organization. You know, we're growing, but we really try to keep it one-on-one. We try to keep it so specialized with the moms so that we can really connect to them and to help them really get on with their recovery.
Tell us about, I just love having you here because you are the person that's in touch with so many people and corporations and stuff across the state of New Jersey that support the center. So can you tell us like stories of like you were talking about Janssen Pharmaceuticals cutting the ribbon for the Ribbon Brigade and donating the bottles. Tell us some stories about like some of the clubs and some of the other ways people out there have helped and that those listening can help.
I would love to share with you the story about Rutgers Against Hunger. So Rutgers basically takes a family of ours and matches it to a staff member. Our moms fill out a wish list for themselves and their children, and we send that over to Rutgers. And they do the adult women right at the center and the adolescents at the center, but they also support our outpatient program and our permanent supportive housing. It's huge, and it's the most exciting time of the year. Our moms receive gifts that they specifically ask for and they've never had before. They ask for certain things for their children. They get so excited when they are able to give and provide for their children. And what we do, so Rutgers comes in, they wear Santa hats, and they have they come in like three truckloads, and boxes fill our entire conference room. And we deliver those gifts to each family. And there's food in there. There's gift cards in there. There's wish lists. They're what they ask for. They will even give them comforters and towels. And the boxes are just endless. We cannot move. We have pictures of us, like, packed into the elevator trying to get all the boxes downstairs. It's one of the biggest supporters that we have, and it's exciting and it's fun. We also do what we call a wrapping party. Our moms have, you know, never really learned how to wrap, so we set up the conference room as a store, and the moms come in and pick out different gifts for their children, and we teach them how to wrap their presents, and they have cookies, and we play some games and things like that. So those are what they give to their children under the Christmas tree, which we have. We're totally decorated on Christmas morning.
How sweet. That is so cute. What kinds of things do they get? Like the women, like what do they ask for? I understand blankets and comforters. And that, is that for their permanent housing? Is that what they need?
Yeah, for permanent supportive housing, sometimes it's blankets and comforters and things like that. Or, you know, for the women at the center, they'll ask for sneakers, they'll ask for sweaters, they might ask for books that they want to read. If there's a special toy that they would like for their child, they'll put that on there. Yeah, it's so fun, and it's fun to see how creative they are. You know, some people ask for paintbrushes or, you know, maybe some Play-Doh for their children, and it's a variety of what they would like to have.
That's really something. And I can picture the givers, the staff of Rutgers, being creative as well. I mean, that must be so rewarding to be giving that, knowing that you're actually taking care of a little family, really, a mother and her child or children, right?
Yes, yeah, it's a win-win. You know, they get excited for what they can do for our moms and their children, and we are so grateful and excited to have them as our partners through the holiday season. It's been going on for years, and we hope to continue it for years to come.
And we hope that does continue for you. All right, it's already 3:43 in the afternoon, if you can believe it, on December 6th, and we're trying to rev you up to be involved with the Center for Great Expectations out there. Lots of ways to help. You can go on to Amazon. Don't forget Amazon Smiles program, so that if you want to order something off their wish list from their website or from Facebook, don't forget to use that program, because it actually has a way of actually kind of double dipping and providing funding to the center, as well as if you'd like to get on their mail list, go to the website, www.cge-nj.org, sign up for the newsletters, and also there's donate buttons there. And then again, most importantly, I want you to meet Noreen. She wants to take you for a tour of the center. If you're, again, an individual, if you're someone out there who has the ability to contribute, and you're not sure where you want to place your funds on a great return on the investment, I want you to know that it's the center, because of what they're doing to create a different solution for substance abuse by their trauma-informed care approach. And then if you're a corporation and there's service hours or grants available, all of that, this is Noreen. That's who you should be talking to. And we'll be right back. Thanks for listening in. It's Talent to People. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you in business, not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Okay, this is Talented People. We're already almost to the end of the show. I can't believe it. My guest is in studio today. Again, her name's Noreen Whitmore, and she is the Director of Community Relations for the Center for Great Expectations. I've been talking to you about them quite a bit in the last month or so because I would really like to engage you in getting to know them better. If you're listening out there, they are a service provider for women, pregnant women, and parenting women who are homeless, and also men at the Outpatient Center in New Brunswick that are, you know, dealing with a substance abuse crisis. And we need your help. So I'm going to ask Noreen here to tell me a little bit about, tell me a story about one special person or family that kind of puts their all into the center and how what they do seriously impacts the center.
That's such a hard one to answer because there's so many people that help support the center in so many ways. But we just had our gala. Our gala is our biggest fundraiser event of the year. It's an incredible night because all the people who are at the gala have the mission at heart. So the energy is just incredible. And, you know, we have a band, we have a silent auction, the food is fabulous. And we have a special family that this year bought 5 tables in support of the gala. They are so dedicated and so committed. And so within their 5 tables, they brought other, they brought some family members, they brought friends, but they also brought other people who, like, may not have known about the gala, but now want to get involved with the center. They may not have had all the information on the center.
It's like an extraordinary gift. Someone who could actually, you know, they could give money, or they could actually give the gift that keeps on giving, which are more people to understand about the center that would want to, like you could imagine, they become engaged. That's 50 people, by the way, 5 tables of 10, 50 people. And that's what we're doing today, talking to you all out there. We're trying to get you to understand a little bit more about this totally different, specialized, high bar treatment that's going on at the center, so that when you are considering where you're going to put your funds for support or nonprofits, that you'll know about the center and that they even exist. So, okay, so you've told us about this. That's a great story, by the way. That is such a great way that someone can help. Yes, there's always table tickets at the galas and golf outing, and then all of a sudden to buy a table. I mean, wow, that just the work that it takes to put it all together, but to bring people that will learn about the center, that's a number one priority. Then you've got your regular, you've got your individuals, you've got your companies like Janssen that you talked about came out. Didn't they? They came out, they painted, they noticed that the playground for the kids needed sandboxes and so on, so they gave you sand, like the turtle sand things. And then they decided to give you the baby bottles for the Baby Bottle Brigade, which we're charging everybody out there to join the challenge. That's now through March 30th. All you have to do is get in touch with Noreen. You can go to the website. You can look on Facebook. You can pretty much look it up anywhere, and you can just make contact with Noreen, and she will get you what you need. The baby bottles, if you don't want to just go buy them yourself. If you go to a dollar store, you can pick up the baby bottles, fill them up, and just drop them off the center. And you could end up winning. Either if you're an individual, you take it to your team, your club, your corporation, and get involved. So you were also going to tell us a little bit about, like, if someone just wanted to give like $50 a month. Tell us like what that does for the center.
$50 a month would help support a child in daycare. And that would give that child food and supplies that if they were doing an art project or any kind of like reading materials and things like that. But that would basically support.
And like diapers, right? And
diapers.
If it's a baby.
Yes, baby wipes, food. Yes, $50 a month would be a wonderful contribution to help support a child.
And you can just go on the website and click the reoccurring payments. So like anything else, you don't really have to think about it. You just know that you want to do something special. This is the holiday season. Now's the time to get involved.
Yes. And you know, we also, as I mentioned, we do art therapy. Like, so $25 a month would help give supplies to the moms. And that's a great way for a mom to express themselves. And so their art shows so much of how they're feeling. And another way to do it is $35 would provide our mothers with personal toiletry items. And, you know, maybe come in and sponsor a birthday. We, as I mentioned, we celebrate all their birthdays. Come in and celebrate St. Patrick's Day with us. You know, donate to do Valentine's Day. And bring your service groups in. We'd love to have you. We have painting. We have gardening. Anyone who wants to come, again, we try to match your gifts with our needs. You are our ambassadors. And we really would love for you to spread the word and come and visit, as Jeannie said. Come and see what the center is all about. I guarantee you, you will fall in love with it as much as I did.
I was going to ask you one thing about if, okay, so we did get to talk about a lot of things today, but we didn't get enough time, if you have a minute or so, to talk about, again, the houses of worship. You actually go on location on masses, or Sunday masses or Saturdays or wherever the house of worship is doing, and talk to the congregation, right? This
yes.
opportunity.
Yes.
So when, if you're out there listening, and we thank you so much for always being so loyal to talented people and listening in, there are so many different ways that either you can help the center or the center can come to you and your people. If you have a classroom setting and you'd like to have Noreen or one of the ambassadors of the center come over to talk about it to the groups, that's where we need your help too. Because if you have, if you're part of a Rotary or if you're part of a women's group or something that is looking for a speaker to understand how different the center really is and what we really need. And then I also wanted to ask you to mention a little bit about gift cards. And
yes. Okay. Yes. We, as I said, we are in full Christmas swing. We are just on a roll. We are, so many churches are dropping off donations already, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, companies. It's amazing. And one of the things that we look for, our needs change constantly. They shift and change in a minute. And we need gift cards like American Express gift cards, ShopRite, Stop and Shop, Walmart, Target, Costco. Any of these gifts, gift cards are so extremely helpful. We are in need of size 6 diapers at the moment, and you can order those through Amazon Smile, and we do get a percentage of that. We have Wishlist Wednesday, as Jeannie mentioned, where we post our most critical needs each week. And go on our website, donate now, and our needs list is there too. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and share our posts with your friends. You are our ambassadors, and we need you to spread the word.
Oh, how nice. Perfect. Now, I want to ask you to say thank you out there, Noreen, first to those that are listening that are supporters already of the center. Say something to them, and then I'll let you say something to the new people out there who will want to get involved.
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Those who support the center really understand the mission. They help us in the ways that we need to be helped, and we could not do it without you. And it goes beyond just a donation. We have relationships with everyone who comes to the center, and they're part of our family now. When you come to the center, you will be part of our CGE family, and we're so grateful to you.
And we're grateful to have you, and we're so happy for the center that everything's going well. They do need it. No matter how much you hear about all these wonderful, you know, organizations helping, it's never enough with the people that they're serving. And again, don't forget about the outpatient building in New Brunswick serving men as well. So there's a place for you, and we need you, and we wish you the happiest holiday. Noreen, again, thank you so much for the work you do on behalf of the center for coming in today. Thank you all out there for listening to Talented People, and we hope you have a wonderful week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
President Donald Trump earlier today from the White House, where he gave a major foreign policy speech where he ordered the U.S. Embassy move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Reaction is coming in from all over the world, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're profoundly grateful for the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to prepare for the opening of the U.S. Embassy here. This decision reflects the president's commitment to an ancient but enduring truth, to fulfilling his promises.
And wildfires are continuing to devastate parts of Southern California. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed and tens of thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate? You don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's Luke Vargas has a look at some of the headlines going on in the world today.